This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer. Coming up, mosquitoes whose company you actually want to keep. But first, the mailbag. Last week, we talked to folk singers John Sebastian and Bob Plick about the CD box set called The Folk Years. Tom Kozlowski of Boston listened and wrote, "It reminded me once again of the words that those of us with very eclectic tastes in music have always kept close to our hearts, those of great American musical genius Louis Armstrong. Hey man, it's all folk music." But a listener in Mountain View, California, thought that Mr. Flick of the Brothers Four and Mr. Sebastian of the Lovin' Spoonful did not emphasize their folk forebears enough. The reason these two had any success at all, she writes, is because the way was paved for them by the likes of Woody Guthrie, Pete Seeger, et al. By the time the commercial groups came along, they were singing to a generation that had grown up hearing the real thing. "I don't mind the money these guys made. I mind the lack of respect for the sources of their success. Yours truly, Judith Seeger." And yes, she is Pete Seeger's former sister-in-law. We also received some strongly worded mail about last week's conversation with author Jane Juska. Her book, A Round-Heeled Woman, tells the story of Miss Juska's sex life, beginning in earnest at the age of 66. She told us that she has no plans to become monogamous. Nancy Jo Swafford wrote in from Kansas, "I am a 65-year-old female. I've lived alone since 1980, and I'm a retired high school teacher. I think I have some understanding of Jane Juska's situation. It is not cute and hilarious. It is totally irresponsible, immature, and reckless. Would Weekend Edition take this admiring attitude if a 22-year-old woman had put an ad in the New York Review of Books to find sexual partners? Good grief. The younger generations need all the good examples we can give them." Lauren Galassi of Merritt Island, Florida, wrote that she is in her 20s and, "Ms. Juska stands as a stellar role model in a society that still tends to regard female sexual enthusiasm with suspicion. I would that all mothers taught their daughters to be as confident and sexually courageous as Jane Juska has learned to be. Bravo." Gentlemen were equally divided. Michael Weholt of New York City wrote, "Maybe it's true that old dogs can't be taught new tricks, but apparently they can still turn them. I say, bless her little 67-year-old voluptuous heart." But Mike Otis of Schaumburg, Illinois, wrote he was appalled. "I listen to public radio to get away from the useless, mind-numbing, endless barrage of sex talk that is just about everywhere else. That you would do a story that has no purpose but to show that a person has no morals is disappointing, to say the least." Send your comments to Weekend Edition at National Public Radio. The address is 635 Massachusetts Avenue Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20001. Or you can email us at wesat@npr.org. Don't forget to tell us where you're writing from and how to pronounce your name.